Absolutely sickening here. Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And yes, seeing the pictures yesterday, seeing the pictures today, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's heard about it. Listen, the shooter standing in his religious garb, giving praises to a demon god as he pulls the trigger on, unarmed soldiers preparing to go to the Middle East. Shooting them in the head, shooting them every which way he could. He took out as many as he could before military police, shot back and brought him down. We don't even know all the story right now, but we've got shooters in the United States of America. We've had this going on now for a number of years. Some have said up to 20 different shooters in the last number of years. VTech was one of the worst. Still, there's a lot of questions about the behind-the-scenes mental conditioning programming of that man. 60% kill rate. Said he never used a gun in his life. Now we have, once again, on U.S. soil, what is shocking the nation again, and maybe tonight we can come to grips with the fact that spiritual presence, desires, deceptions, and the military is a topic that should be discussed, that powers are behind military systems, war, and bloodshed. There are gods and goddesses of war all through history. And it's without question that Allah himself, the demon territorial spirit, probably the prince of Persia, that is still been there since the days of Daniel, still there with such absolute ancient hate towards all of Israel and the West. Does anybody recognize the fact that millions bow down to a demon entity, giving it homage and giving it the open doors and the legal ground that it needs to operate in and through them with such a murderous. I mean, that's all that we really saw yesterday once again. It's not a suicidal shooter. It's not a suicidal bomber. It's a homicidal shooter. It's a homicidal bomber. They've come with intent to do the greatest harm. They're cowards. They seek this man seeks to shoot as many and kill as many as possible, knowing they have no weapons, knowing that he had the advantage. That's why he's a coward. And there is ultimately, in the bottom line of all of it, a judgment. Hell is real, and no, there are no virgins waiting for those who have served the demon god of the Middle East. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. I don't know about you and across the United States, but I'm not afraid to say that Allah is not God, never has been. You'll never find one verse in the Old Testament that speaks about Allah being God. He is the ancient prince of Persia, the same power that was over all of Persia years and years and years ago, 2,600 years ago. The demons don't die. They just wait for other recipients of their desire and of their deception. And the deception has been going on, and it does reach right into and play a major part of end time events in the Middle East. You can tell by the ancient hate, by this incredible, insatiable desire for annihilation. And you're gonna see more and more how it plays a part of the coming Antichrist. Islam is no game. And those listening that are apart right now, the invitation from the real living God of heaven is to come and to find your sins forgiven and find all the guilt gone and receive the gift of eternal life. Listen, tonight as we dig into the fourth part of this series this week, we've been talking about spiritual desires, deception, and the military. We have touched on Monday night, demonic desire for military systems. We've touched on Tuesday evening, examining future civil war and the Red Horse. And we dealt with Wednesday night, spiritual warfare as military weaponization. What can a soldier do? The truth is, all soldiers really need to have on the armor of God, know their spiritual authority, be powerful and bold in prayer. And Americans are going to have to realize that there is a spiritual backdrop to nations. While many of our military scientists and lab workers and seasoned officers through the years have sold over the military development to the New Age spirits and globalism, while there is truly an infiltration of U.S. military, a shadow military hiding in the wings. Yes, it has everything to do with MKUltra and Monarch and the creation of assassins and sleeper shooters. Absolutely. Goes all the way back to G.H. Estabrook's 1947. He wrote about it in that little book that he put out. He wrote about the weaponization of creating sub-personalities in soldiers, and he even talked about a sixth column of soldiers in every branch of military service, that maybe we should have these specialized super soldiers everywhere. Well, that was back in 1947. They've had a lot of time to develop the concepts of super soldiers. Not just the transgenics, not just the transmutation, but transspiritos. This is the idea of placing in the powers of darkness, weaponizing demonization. No question about it, Satan will have a military in his hand. Revelation 19:19. If you've been listening, you know that's a primary verse. And if you're brand new, take a look at Revelation 19:19. I would challenge every military colonel and major and weapons development specialist, take a look at Revelation 19:19. It is a snapshot picture of the largest, most technologically advanced, globalized army, but it'll be the most supernaturally guided, empowered, charged military in human history. Now, that's the ultimate goal. If we begin to back up and say, you know, and ask the questions, how did we get there? Where did a globalized, massive, you know, army with such weaponry, planetary defense weapons, and with such spiritual presence and power behind all of it, where did it come from? We are in the middle of the evolution of that process right now. Though it should be called a devolution, that this rise to globalism, this rise of a coming super leader, supernatural leader, that, well, the world's going to listen to he and the new regime, because the chaos that happened at Fort Hood, the chaos that occurred down in Florida, the chaos that occurred at VTech or Columbine and many of the other places, as the undergrounders tell me, one just wrote to me the other day, last night when this occurred. Once again, they know what's coming. Here comes a little note from an underground sub-personality that knows all about the coming release of super soldiers. So they send me a note last night. 12 dead, 31 wounded. There's a link to the story. And the comment from the Luciferian committed sub-personality is this: more previews. That's what they call it. They call these shooters, like at VTech and other places, these ones that have been trained to be assassins, to be sleeping, soldiers deep within the personality. They are calling this previews of what's to come. Could you imagine every military base in the United States? Could you imagine every city in the United States? Could you imagine literally out in the streets at McDonald's and churches, in every single place across the United States, shooters who have been preparing and planning to do their radical evil, looking for the kill zone of those the innocent, in the sense that those that have no weapons and no ability to fight back, the goal, take out as many as possible. You better believe when this great revolt, as it's been called, the Black Awakening, or the civil insurrection that's going to occur. There's been a great plotting, a great planning that it is going to come. I have been concerned for years. I've spoken about it again and again. I put it in the book. My great concern for law enforcement, my great concern for military soldiers, because deep within those structures are sleeper shooter assassins. And when the call is given and they are triggered and come to the forefront, they're not friends of the other law enforcement or soldiers around them. Those sub-personalities that are programmed and demonized, they come up to shoot and to take out as many soldiers and law enforcement and government officials as possible. Now, you're seeing precursors. You're seeing what's possible even in localities. Horrific? Yes. Was the shooter a coward? Yes. Was he engaged and enraged with demonic fuel? Yes. Listen, in the United States of America, we know that everybody seems to be pulling on the United States and shredding it. Striking the economic base, striking the political ideologies, striking everything across the land. And I'm going to tell you, yes, it's time to fight like never before, but I'm going to say, begin on your knees, get down on your knees, begin to pray, seek the God of heaven, pray over, as God has said. I beg pastors, 500,000 churches all across the nation, and maybe 38, 48, 58 seconds is given to basic prayers about the service and about a few things. Where's the massive intercession of the body of Christ? Where's the massive pouring out of prayer? Could it be that this Sunday, 400,000 churches would instead begin the services with 30 minutes of consistent, persistent intercession and prayer going out for their cities, going out over the government, going out against demonic globalism and against the presence of this, well, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work. If you have not heard that verse, please look it up, Ephesians 2. There is a supernatural operating power here in the United States and around the world. It is global, it is massive, it is ramped up, it is furious, it is an ancient hate, it has bloodshed in its agenda, it has world conquest, it has civil insurrection, it has the slaughter of millions in its target. It has the desire to literally raise all governments and regimes as is and force the collapse of political, economic, religious, military, and law enforcement structures. Only to rise up and stand with the lie of the ages gleaming out of the eyes of the Antichrist. Here they are to save the day, a new regime, a new power, a new day, a new age of globalism. You know who's going to be betrayed the most? Millions and millions of the New Agers. Millions and millions of the New Agers who have bought into the globalist spirits that are guiding the direction towards this new age. The agenda of globalism is a spiritual one. The doctrine of Luciferianism is the promise of a spiritual evolution of humanity to a new consciousness. It is the lie of the fallen cherub. It is the lie persuading millions. It is the precursor to the coming lie of the Antichrist, who will exalt himself and declare himself God in the temple. Well, just like the Muslim scholars say that Mahdi will come to the temple and slaughter the Jews and slaughter in bloodshed millions and bring their world leader to power, because he's down there in the dark, ready to come up out of the well. No doubt right now, in my opinion, that the Antichrist and the false prophet are both alive and have been operating for years and years and years. in development, no doubt among religious orders, among the political structures of Europe somewhere, this little horn will eventually rise. But my friends, I will tell you again today, there is a satanically inspired black awakening coming. It has been plotted. It is a real conspiracy. God spoke about it 3,000 years ago in Psalm chapter 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth are taking their stand against the Lord and the Lord's anointed, the Messiah. And so you're going to see the spirit that is now operating and has been obviously in the Nazis, leaking out the dream for world conquest in a counterfeit 1,000-year Reich, demonizing the political ideology of the day, convincing what would be considered smart, intellectual, learned men, scientists, doctors, that the Jews were a pig race and that they had to stack them by the thousands and shovel them into burning ovens that were built and designed by minds infused, not flesh and blood, minds infused by demonic presence. Have we not realized as believers in Christ, flesh and blood, our warfare is not against flesh and blood. It is against principalities and powers. It is against those cosmocrators, wicked spiritual presence that are seeking the minds of millions, psychics and remote viewers and new agers. You've been trapped. You've been sucked in. You've been guided in, not to God, but to a doctrine that promises you godhood. Never been fulfilled in the past, will not be fulfilled in the future. The finite cannot lead anyone or evolve anyone to become infinite. It's time that we listen to what the Spirit of God has said in prophetic revelation. Listen, if you're brand new tonight, thanks for coming in to listen. Once again, we're shocked, a punch, another black eye to the United States of America. I know some have given up. I know some have cursed the United States. I know some have caved to the spirit of the New Age, all of which wants the destruction of the United States, wants to rip away the sovereignty of a nation, wants to literally vanquish any real relationship with the living God, His presence, His power. But for those who really know, those who really walk with God, and you feel the heartbeat of God, you feel the passion of heaven for the souls of men. For those of you who know the Spirit of God dwelling in your life and you know the Savior that died on the cross 2,000 years ago, wielding a power that no Luciferian New Ager or anyone else has even scratched the surface of, the blasting apart of the finality of death, the opening of indestructible immortality, Christ. God loves us. God comes for us. God seeks us. God pursues us. God's not willing that any would perish, but that all would come. So just hundreds of thousands of Christians across this land and in other nations of the world right now, become a man and woman of great, powerful prayer. Learn how John Knox and his prayers struck fear in the heart of the wicked queen. Queen Mary feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army, it is said. And if believers in Christ do not know how to pray for an hour instead of just a cheap 30-second prayer that says, help me, God, what about sustained prayer and authoritative prayer against the powers of darkness? What about the authority that Christ gave to every single believer that said that we would have the ability to trample on the demonic realm and to overcome all the power of the enemy and that nothing would harm us. Does anybody still believe their Savior? Does anybody still trust? Does anybody still have a resolve to stand unaffected by the world, the flesh, and the devil? Is there any believer the Spirit of God would grip and put a sense of fight for souls to be saved, fight for the church to be purified and on mission, fight for your families and fight for your neighborhoods and fight for your cities and fight for your nation in the name of the God of heaven, of the living Christ? It is time that every single believer, it's not enough just to be sick about it. It's not enough to be a survivalist. We have to begin to demonstrate what we've seen in the book of Acts by brave disciples of the early church. As they stayed obedient to God, the fact is that they became indefeatable. They were unstoppable. By the time you get to Acts chapter 5, verse 42, it says of those early believers, they never did stop. Never did. By the way, if you're listening tonight, you're brand new. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And listen, on that website, there is a ton of information. There's right now on the ShatterTheDarkness.net, we put up a marquee going across, Shooters in the Black Awakening. If you click onto that, it goes to an old page where we discussed and dealt with a number of the other shooters of the past. And there's also a one-hour past interview we did on shooters. The book, The Black Awakening, is partially based on the fact of coming super soldiers by the hundreds of thousands who have sub-personalities programmed to be assassins and shooters that are looking for a day of chaos and anarchy. They will make what look, listen to me, they will make what happened at Fort Hood yesterday look like, again, a simple precursor. But I sit here to think of all the stories I heard of how the man dressed himself, prepared himself, got ready, premeditated slaughter, knowing that the soldiers there that were getting prepared to go to Iraq and Afghanistan, knowing the last bits of testing that they were going through, they didn't have weapons. They were completely vulnerable. And this coward stands up to begin to shoot some of them in the head and shoot them anywhere he can to seek the biggest and broadest kill rate that he could. People can speculate if they want that this had something to do with deeper, darker, sub-level government and MK Ultra and all the rest. You can do that. Wait till the evidence surfaces. I say that we must not forget the reality of a demonic presence with demonic doctrine that is real, that really energizes those who are in touch. If a person believes demonic doctrine, the demons that gave the doctrine will bring attachment. They have the legal right to energize the heart and the mind of the person believing demonic doctrine. You can check this out in 1 Timothy chapter 4. 2,000 years ago, the Spirit of God said that in the last days, planos, seducing, imposter spirits, they would come to bring deception to many. They would come to do a lot of things. They would bring about didache of demons, literally writings that are inspired directly by demons in counterfeit to what the Holy Spirit has done in the Word of God. I want to say thank you to many of you by the hundreds and hundreds that have been downloading even the archives. I want to say thank you all across the board from many different nations as you've taken time to listen. Once again, thank you to Steve Quayle and survivetothrive.net and all that he has done. Here it is, Friday the 6th. in this 1 hour that is supernatural and providential, and that some of you are going to be listening by the providence of God, because God, more than anything else, is trying to grip you and get your attention and draw you into relationship directly. Yes, I know there are many, many different kinds of spiritual experiences. Yes, I know there are many kinds of things that are real. Human enhancements found in military, found in sciences, found in technology that seem to enhance human performance, the brain, the mind, the conscience, opens the human conscious to, well, the whole of records, the collective unconscious, whatever you want to call it, the global mind, the field of some kind of living energy, some kind of living presence. What you don't know, my friend, is that that living presence is the prince, this ruler of the domain of the eros, the atmosphere, the dense atmosphere around the globe. He's called the spirit who is now at work. Greek word for work, what is it? It means simply, in biblical context, supernatural operative presence. It's the same word used in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 about the secret power of lawlessness that is already at work, about how the rise of the Antichrist is in accordance with Satan, who's at work, bringing about counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. I don't know. Maybe you haven't heard. We've been talking about this for a couple of years online. We're grateful that so many thousands of you definitely know that this is true, that it's real. The ramping up spiritually is unprecedented. The supernaturalism in the air, on the ground, in sciences, psychology, politics, all across the board. It's all real stuff. Real stuff. The supernatural activity is unprecedented, but it's nothing compared to what's to come in the years right before our faces. Incredible supernatural clash, counterfeit, signs, wonders, miracles. But you wait to the big black awakening, or the satanic chaos, or the Luciferian anarchy that breaks out. You watch how there is swelling and release on a planetary level of powers that are behind the bloodshed, the anarchy, the destruction of innocents and vulnerable individuals in government, military, law enforcement, churches, on the streets, in the neighborhoods. You watch as thick darkness pours out from that side to this. For the New Agers that have joined the spirit guides guiding you right into this globalism. And that's including those who have, well, been involved in the precursors of developing super soldiers. The men who stare at goats. Though it's going to be a spoof of a movie starting tonight across the nation, it will give little hints and glimpses of the Psy Warrior projects that didn't just begin in the 70s. It goes back to the 50s. It goes back to 1947, when G.H. Estabrooks and others knew how to create sub-alter personalities in soldiers and begin to train them as super soldiers. They learned it from the Nazis, there's no question about that. And it has been taught by, well, the spirit guides. They're called planos. They're called imposters, seducers. Alice Bailey is one of the great evidences of such seduction, that she would be guided to write 21 volumes under the dictation of an ascended master, a demon god, a spirit, laying out the foundations and the agenda for the rise of the New Age movement. that has infected and infested all levels of society, education, religion, economics, the political realm. Just look at David Spengler. Look at Robert Mueller. Look at Barbara Marx Hubbard. Look at the spiritual writers and influence at the UN. To politicians, to military men and women, I warn you before God that there is a spirit behind the development of globalism. On the one hand, underneath the table is this dark Luciferic spirit seeking chaos, seeking the collapse of nation states, of military systems, economic systems, food chain, and even the electrical grid. You watch and feel the destabilization, the dismantling, the destruction. You watch as you sit back with spirit-lit eyes in Christ, knowing the Word of God. And you can say like Peter did on the day of Pentecost, this is that what ancient prophets have foretold. I would say to military leaders, I would say to political leaders, if you've investigated Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce, if you investigated the sci-fi development that's been going on looking for a new level of consciousness and a global mind and presence outside the human experience and new human enhancements and transgenics and transmutation of humanity and transspiritos, then let me tell you something. I'm going to say very clearly to those who've been guided by the spirits of the new age, you've never been guided to God. Doesn't that tell you something? You've never been led to God. You've been led with a de-deified, fake new age ufologist Christ. Even all the remote viewers have not only received the data, the revelation, but now have written and speak it out and proclaim a false Christ, a Jesus in name who's been stripped of godhood, stripped of power, stripped of agenda, stripped of mission, and you can't even look at the cross. You are a Judas in waiting. Once you seal the door shut on the real Christ of God who came for you and loved you, you open yourself wide to a backdoor entrance. You ever read the Word of God? Where Satan entered into Judas and he didn't even know it. Voice to skull, voice to emotion, influence to his being, all he knew. Go out and betray the Son of God for 30 pieces of silver. In the end of the age, when it comes down to your death, what will you do? You think that the fallen cherub is going to be there to comfort you? You think that the planos seducing spirits are going to gather around and whisk you up towards the heavens? Don't kid yourself. Lost right now, if you reject God, reject Christ, reject the message of God's love in Christ, if you don't want it now, you're not going to get it later. And the pressures spiritually that are here now will become broader and deeper and thicker to the point that millions will be led to have a mark put onto their body. I believe the mark has everything to do with the acquisition of demonic presence. I believe that the false prophet will eventually devise some kind of object that seems to be alive because of maybe transspiritos, maybe some kind of connection between technology and spirit on the demonic side. If you're a soldier, if you're a politician, if you're one of the peoples of the earth, listen, if you're a New Ager, and you come to the point and the pressure of taking a mark and worshiping in some kind of living image, you will seal your eternal fate at that moment. Prior to the rise, the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the Antichrist. Prior to his appearance in the world, the mark is not here yet. Oh, it'll come. It will be a spirit-inspired technology, but not by the Spirit of God. You can be absolutely sure that the new Babylon, the spiritual alternative religion that will burst on the scene at the end of the great chaos that's just about here. New politics, new military, new religion, completely in sync with the agenda of the fallen cherub, the presence of the fallen cherub, the word of the fallen cherub. What most do not understand is that in all cases, in all of history, all the way back to the garden, if you listen to the fallen cherub, if you embrace the spiritual alternative, if you give in to that agenda, the deception will lead to destruction. And hell, my friends, is forever. In the mix of it all, as we've been saying in this four-part series, Spiritual Desires, Deception in the Military, here on a Friday night between 6 and 7 p.m., wow, just one short hour. Yet, by the Spirit of God, some are listening that need to come to Christ. And some of you that monitor what I've been saying, some of you who have even now downloaded in the purchase of the book, The Black Awakening. Well, that's right. There is a reconnaissance going on. Doesn't make any difference whether you're in a deep double-level basement, deep into a mountain. Doesn't make any difference if you're listening. You have no idea that God is setting you up. God is guiding your heart and mind to look into His face. Look into the face of Jesus Christ on a cross, destroying sin, destroying death, destroying war. That's right. As prophesied 2,700 years ago out of Isaiah, blasting apart the tidbits of prophecies of Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, and the rest, comes infallible, irrevocable, unchanging prophetic utterance and fulfillment. It involves the second coming of Christ. 300 or so prophecies were given concerning His first. Not one failed. The calculation is clear, and I'm going to tell you that even the spiritual source of the New Age, the spiritual source of Luciferianism, the fallen cherub himself knows the power, the infallibility, the detailed accuracy of biblical prophecy. If you study Revelation 12, you're going to find out the ancient dragon, that full force of demonic presence, was prepared and waiting and there for the first time Jesus came. God in human flesh. For one reason. Read about it. I'm not going to even tell you. Read about it. Revelation 12. There's one reason that the ancient dragon appeared there and was, listen, he knew, he was ready, he followed the prophecies, he was there, just as we're going to find out in Revelation 19:19, that the Homo Satanus, Satan in human flesh, the most supernaturally empowered human being outside of Christ, the most masked man in human history. Oh, he'll guide the world in an economic, political, environmental, and militaristic unity. God's already given us the prophetic insight. He's given us the snapshots about how far this darkness that shows itself as light in the beginning will go. There's one major reason. Hearts and lives that have shut out the God of heaven, that hold on to the rebellion and the self-exaltation, the autonomy, that part of us inside, that sin nature that says, we want to be God. Yet we can't mark the day of our birth nor mark the day of our death. And there's nothing you can do 2 seconds after you're dead. Sometimes individuals have said to me, Russ, prove to me that God exists. What they mean is, prove to me on my basis. Prove to me with the standards that I'm going to lay out. Prove to me, make God jump over the hoops that I'm going to lay out, then maybe I'll believe. My response is that God has given so many clear revelations. As it says in Romans chapter 1, that you're without excuse. You want to use your self-exalting argument against God, then you will die with it. Check inside your heart. Is there the gift of eternal life? Is there anything inside of you that says you will live forever? Do you know the presence and the power of the one that stood outside a grave and commanded Lazarus, once dead 4 days, to come forth and live again? This is the one and the only one in all of history who could say, I am the resurrection and the life. Though any man believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Do you know anybody that has done that? You want to talk about the physics of death? You want to talk about the physics of mortality being changed in the twinkling of an eye to immortality? Well, then check out 1 Corinthians 15. The Greek word is atomos, or where we get the word atomic. On an atomic level, by the exerted power of God, when Christ returns and descends, the dead in Christ will rise first. Those believers in Christ who are still alive will be harpezo, caught up instantaneously by a powerful force, the mortal putting on immortality, indestructible, indefeatable, irrevocable, eternal. And right now, those that believe in the living Christ receive the gift of the Spirit of God inside, so that God the Holy Spirit, who teaches you and guides you and directs you and opens up the Word of God to you and fills your life and fills your life with the truth of the living Christ in His Word. He's the Spirit of God that empowers you for world mission and reaching others for Christ. He's the Spirit of God who can, with infinite perfection, tell us what the finite, dark, fallen spirits are up to and what they're going to do. And that's what the revelation, or the prophetic revelation of the New Testament is all about. Prophesying the end, telling us and giving us glimpses. Are your eyes on Israel? Are your eyes on the Middle East? Are your eyes on all of Europe? Are your eyes on the decadence morally? Are your eyes on the supernatural but counterfeit spirituality? Are your eyes on the collapsing economic, environmental, and political and even military systems of the world right now? Do you feel it in the air? You didn't have to wait till next week and watch the 2012 movie about chaos and the end of time. I mean, you could fly down to the Mayan ancient temples and take ayahuasca, the drug, like many are doing, to open yourself up to the same demon gods that led those people into sacrificing thousands, shedding blood, cutting off heads, pulling out guts, burning little babies and children. If you want the demons, New Agers, that's whom you get. Luciferians, if you want to worship and engage the power demons and believe that the bright shining one is promising you a new age, a glorious age, has been spoken through Albert Pike and the Masons. If you want to die in rejection to God, you die without him. If you want to die in rejection of Christ at the cross who loves you, then you die without him. If you want to die hanging on to finite spirits and demons and agendas that are already prophesied to be the broadest, widest, deepest destruction that will be known in the history of humanity. Luciferians all throughout Europe, those who have infiltrated the Vatican and the Catholic Church over all these years, to the hundreds of thousands of chosen ones, many of which might be listening through programmed subpersonalities, to the military general and major, Psy warrior and remote viewer. It matters what spirit you've embraced. You embrace the spirits of the new age, you die. You die in misery. And that is not what God has meant for you. Created in majesty, Imago Dei, out of the special act of God, Bara. We were majestic, the apex of God's creation, body, soul, and spirit, incredible beings, eternal beings. Death is an enemy, sin is an enemy, war is an enemy, rape is an enemy, all of it is an enemy. It was not meant to be part of our existence, but we believed the lie in the beginning, and deception always brings destruction. So check it out, my friends. Revelation chapter 9, when the seals that only the Son of God can open, only he can open and show the exact details of coming future history. Well, political strategists, and to those who have developed and put up the Georgia Guidestones, Revelation 9 speaks about how one-third of humanity will die in a very short period. Over 2 billion people in less than 3.5 years. And I have no doubt that many of the spirit guides will lead New Age leaders and Luciferians and others to believe that that's a good thing. There are going to be New Agers and maybe those guided by the spirits of the Mayans who want the bloodshed. You see, the great chaos to come and the great bloodshed that will follow, the anarchy, the violence, the terror, those are all the doorways. Those are all the things the demons need to revel in, to slide in, and to take their place in fallen human history. The greatest deception brings the greatest destruction. outside of the piercing truth of God, outside of the piercing, infallible truth of the Word of God, outside of the presence of the living Christ and the blood that was shed with power to bring instantaneous forgiveness, the gift of eternal life, the proclamation that God says justified, being sanctified, will be glorified by the sovereign power of God exerted through Christ. Yet there are those remote viewers out there that are writing and telling the glories of remote viewing, and none of you know Christ. You don't know the real Christ. There's no testimony on your lips of His love, of His power, of His living presence within. There's no testimony on your lips of the indwelling of the Spirit of God that brings infinite convincing to your human spirit that the gift of eternal life, indestructible immortality, dwells within. You see, my friend, I know that I know that I know my Savior, my God, and my friend, this great King of heaven. I know the Spirit of God and the indwelling for 35 years. Oh, I got sucked into the new age of the spirits, to the Luciferianism, in the end of the 60s, sure. But something bigger, something broader, something greater gripped me, grabbed me. One man walking into a drug-infested big party, loud music, everybody thinking they're having fun, dancing with the demons. One man walks into the room, proclaims Christ, the power of God on his life radiated that just shook the people of that party, caused me to run, until he caught me face to face and proclaimed Christ in the power of God. As many of you are hearing tonight, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Spirit of God, summons you, calls you. Do it now. Come to Christ. Give Him your heart. Let Jesus Christ come into your life. It is time, is it not, soldier? It is time, is it not, receptionist? It is time, even tonight, sitting there in your factory, quiet by the computer, listening to a link sent to you by the providence of the God of heaven. God, in all of His love, would grip your heart. God, who knows you by name, calls you, summons you. Metanoia. You want change? It's the Greek word metanoia. It's the word we know by repent. It means total turning around. Turn around and away from the rebellion. Turn around and away from rejecting the God that created us in the beginning, that came as Redeemer, and who's coming again. The Bible would clearly explain in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that it's God right now restraining radical evil. Radical evil is like a dam ready to burst into this world, like an incredible breaking out it desires, but the sovereign hand of the infinite God restrains the totality of finite spirituality. God holds it back. But there's a day that the finger of God will be removed. Read about it, 2 Thessalonians 2. It's prophetic. The restraining is going on right now because the bulging of the dark side. But when that restraint is moved and all hell breaks loose, what will you do then? If you die in the midst of the slaughter, you go to hell. lost forever without God. You see, it's Christ in Revelation 19 who comes back and he brings war against the Homo Satanas, the Antichrist, against the Luciferian charged globalism, against the super military, super soldier combination there in Revelation 19:19. I think if you're in any way thinking you want to be a super soldier charged by Luciferian agendas and power, you better read Revelation 19:20. You better realize there are two armies in that one chapter. One of those armies have been glorified into eternal, immortal, indestructible, redeemed beings, people who loved Jesus, who believed in Jesus, who accepted God's message. You read Revelation 19:11, and there you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, there you are in future history. It will be just the words of the infinite Christ that are spoken there in that day, the end of Antichrist, the end of the false prophet, the end of Luciferic globalism, the end of all Luciferic super soldier military powers and might. The end of war, the end of rape, the end of sin, the end of death. If it's peace you want, if it's the end of war you want, if it's eternal life you desire, if it's real justice and the healing of nations, all of that is in the hands of the Prince of Peace, prophesied out of Isaiah 2,700 years ago. It is the infinite that can grant in and through what was done at the cross, where Jesus gave his life as a substitute for you. You're a sinner, you're lost, you're without the Spirit of God if you don't know Christ. And God is not willing that you perish. Go back to Ezekiel chapter 33 and you'll find out that God says through the prophet, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. The end of chaos, the end of radical evil, the end of war, the end of Satan, deception, injustice, rape, and shooters in the hands of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. My friends, this is Russ Dizdar. I pray that if you don't know Christ, receive him right now. Write to me, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Check it out on the web, shatterthedarkness.net. Good night, my friends, and God bless.